Welcome back, Carton Show. Big Mac, Carton, great to have you here. 888-808-1019. So here's a quick quiz for you, Ace.
Okay.
This will be the first year that the AFC Championship game is going to be played without what three quarterbacks?
Well, I mean, obviously Mahomes.
Boom, boom, boom. Oh, by the way, since 2008, pardon me.
Since 2008.
Yeah, so in the last 17 years, two of these three guys have been in every single AFC Championship game.
Mahomes is obvious, and then...
Patrick Mahomes is correct, sir.
Thank you.
One for one. Second guess?
Tom Brady, because I...
Thomas Anthony Aloysius Brady...
So sick of
him. ...is... correct, sir. Who's the third one? First time since 2008.
Ben Roethlisberger.
Come on now. Put on your thinking cap. First time since 2008 that one of these three guys was not in an AFC championship game. You've got Mahomes.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Those are too obvious.
You've got Brady. Yes, sir. Strike one on Roethlisberger.
Amazing. It just dawned on me who Roethlisberger played.
Who did Roethlisberger play?
They played the New York Jets in that
last championship.
The day your son was born. I've heard that
the
story
correct.
A million times.
That is correct. January 23rd, 2011. Is your final answer Mark Sanchez?
That would be my final answer.
Let's go to the judges. Ding, 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 ding. That's right. How about that? First time since 2008
is not like
that
the other.
Either Mark Sanchez, shockingly, Patrick Mahomes, or Tom Brady not in the AFC Championship game.
Crazy.
And Sanchez was only in two. I shouldn't say only.
Right.
Best 2 years of my life as a Jet fan. But he was in two of them.
Yeah.
By the way, has he been indicted yet? Is he in prison yet or no?
I don't think he has been.
He's not? He hasn't been arraigned and all that stuff yet?
I haven't heard that, no.
I assume he's going away, right?
I would think so.
Right. What are the charges against Mark Sanchez? Is it like attempted murder? Or aggravated assault?
Yeah.
Bodily harm? Something like, you know, good. You have it in there, Mr. Producer?
Yes, battery involving serious bodily injury.
Is that a felony?
Felony, yes.
That's a felony. So they'll probably try to plea that down, write a check, community service, or they go after him. Right?
Yeah.
That'd be kind of a tough way to go away for a while. You know, drunk, right? Or whatever else he might have been doing that night.
Yeah.
Who the hell knows, right?
Yeah.
Right? And he didn't even win the fight.
That's the other weird thing.
Yeah, I feel terrible about that guy. Yeah. The guy was, he went to local restaurants in Indianapolis, and he was changing out the oil.
Yeah.
Like I'm sure your father-in-law had in his restaurant.
Yeah.
You make wings, you make fried calamari, whatever it is.
Right.
At the end of every night, if you're a clean restaurant, you swap out the dirty oil for new oil, and there's a service that does it. So it's like 70-year-old guy minding his own business, went to swap out the oil, and allegedly a wasted Mark Sanchez tried to go rope-a-dope on him, and then decided to run wind sprints. Which is a good sign
that
you're not sober.
No.
What do you say?
No. And that video of him walking out of the hospital, I don't know if I've ever seen somebody more dejected. Like, he just knew he messed up his whole life.
By the way, no joke.
Yeah.
Like, he might do legitimate time.
No, absolutely.
And he ain't going to do time in an easy prison for a felony assault.
No.
He's going to be with some bad dudes if he goes away. And, like, you don't see anybody go to prison.
No, of course not.
Well, yeah, that's not true. There's a lot of people you'd like to see go to prison. And maybe he's one of them. I don't know. I know he got fired by Fox. That's hard to do.
Is it?
Yeah.
They probably took his name off the broadcast.
They did. Ratings went down 40% right after they took his name off of it.
What I wanted to mention, though, because you mentioned food there for a second.
Yeah.
Isn't there like a burger place or a place around here that has had the same vat of oil for like 100 years?
It's news to me.
Yeah, I think there's like a place that like that.
I wouldn't give out the name because a lot of people listen to this show and radio station.
Well, no, I think that's the point.
That means
that's the selling point.
Yeah, wouldn't the health department have something to say about that?
No, I think if
you're using the same oil,
if you
for
keep it hot
years,
the whole time, like I think that's like the point.
I
of the
don't
restaurant.
Think that's how it works.
I'm okay, maybe.
Like
I'm
I used
wrong.
To own a restaurant.
I thought I saw this on
and we never turn the fryers off; they always stay on.
Okay,
they may not be all the way up,
but
they're always being heated at some level.
I think I saw something on Food Network about a place that has had the
same 100-year-old
something
oil?
Like that. Yeah, something like that.
So here's the question.
Yeah.
If you went to a place, you're just getting a burger and fries.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're like, do you want the fries in the 100-year-old oil or fresh, clean oil?
Right.
Which way are you going?
If they make a selling point of the idea that it's this is why it's so flavorful, like cast iron pans, right? You don't clean it for decades.
Right.
They've been seasoned for forever.
Okay, so there's a place in Memphis, Tennessee, called Dyer's Burgers, D-Y-E-R.
Okay.
Dyer's Burgers is famous for deep frying burgers in a continuous seasoned cooking grease that dates back to the restaurant's opening in 1912.
There you go.
Good call, Paul.
Yeah, I saw it on Food Network once.
That's...
You wouldn't go there and try that?
Oh, I think you have to try it.
I think you have to.
I mean, anything fried's good.
Yeah.
Fried burger. And I guess that's about 100 years.
More?
1912 to now? How many years is that? 1912 to now, 78 plus 25? It's like 314 years.
Something like that. Yeah.
That's a lot of years of oil.
That's a lot of years of oil. Yeah. Now we gotta get that flown in.
Here's Jennifer. I'm on it. Yeah. Jennifer's in Beechwood. Jennifer, what's happening, Cookie?
Hey, Craig. I'm so happy to talk to you guys.
Hi, Jennifer.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm just checking to see if you guys are going to do the pig spanking again, because, you know, I was all about that
It's interesting that what people that, man, I know you're referencing, every year for better than a decade, I would do a parking lot pig spanking. You were part of a couple of them.
Yes.
Before one Jet game, before one Giant game. And I'm proud to say... We were 37-0.
Mm-hmm.
Never lost the football game when we did a pig spanking. It might be
so
the
true.
Only thing from past shows that Big Mac and I bring back.
Okay.
Because we need wins.
We're desperate
for wins.
I am not above slapping a pig for a win.
Right.
I am not above
so,
that.
Jen, if you agree to come out to it again, and obviously, you know, show us your boobs and all that stuff, and spank the pig with us, then you have my word, we'll bring the pig spanking back, okay?
I will 100% do that because it's the only time we get wins, and I need it. So, big Giants fan, season tickets, I need to have that pig spanking back.
We'll do it next September or October, no problem. We'll work it out with the Giants, and you got to wait about 9 months, but I got you covered, baby, okay?
All right. And Craig, thank you so much. I watch your show at 11 o'clock as well. So
thank you very much.
You and everything you do.
I appreciate you as well. That's more of a national show. It's a podcast, but I do appreciate the fact that you watch it. You know, this segment's sponsored by Dr. Jay Shah at Samuel Pain Management. Visit samuelpain.com. Great to have them back with me and Chris here as well. Here's Bobby in Yonkers. Bobby, good afternoon. How are you?
Welcome, Craig. Welcome back, guys.
Thank you, Bob.
Welcome, Big Bill. I cannot see AG coming back from getting rid of Rodgers, Devontae Adams, and DJ Reed, then saying he had no talent, right? And then hiring Steve Wilks, who was one and done in Arizona, and saying that was his experience. I mean, they're not that
San Francisco
smart,
also.
As the coordinator, but as the head coach, one and done.